producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Monday, my friends. Welcome to a post-4th of July edition. It's the 7th of July already. Seems like a good deal of distance from the 4th of July. I hope you had a great holiday. I did. Our family did. Just did what you're supposed to do on the 4th of July. You know, just be with family, be with friends, relax a little bit, you know, celebrate our independence. Here is the cherry on top for me for the 4th of July holiday. A hymn at church yesterday. Just put the cherry on top for the whole weekend. What hymn do you think it was? You tell me. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. See if you can wager a guess on what would put the cherry on top of the 4th of July holiday weekend. You tell me. 855-200-1776. I'm trying to warm you up to a little Name That Tune Monday as we roll back the clock to the 80s, roll the calendar back. It's Monday, which means we give away not one, but two certificates from the Speakeasy Restaurant. And we pull out a couple of 80s classic songs and give you a chance to guess the Name That Tune and win. Love doing that. Love doing that on the 80s. Also, Mayor Mike Seminary, newly elected mayor of Bismarck, who has a bold vision for the state's capital city, will join us today to talk about that. John Felmy is going to be here, chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, on why the U.S. needs to expand exports of oil. Hot topic for us last week. We promised an expert. We got you one today on the program. Ed Clark will be here. He's written this book that's creating quite a buzz in the political circles called Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas. Yeah. Can hardly wait. Look forward to that coming up on the program today. All right. So we have a lot to do. Our telephone number is 855-200-1776. That's the toll-free number. 855-200-1776. You can email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, Jim in Fargo wants to guess which song put the cherry on top for the Independence holiday weekend for me at Mass yesterday. What do you think it was, Jim?
My Country Tis of Thee.
My Country Tis of Thee. I don't believe that's the title of a song, is it?
Battle Hill. That's Battle Hill Republic, I think, isn't it? I don't remember the title. I know I sang it in church myself. Just I guess I don't know the title, but that's what we sang. And I was,
yeah, I guess it is called My Country Tis of Thee. It's also known as America.
Yeah.
I'm just checking that out. My Country Tis of Thee. But it's America is the official title. The subtitle is My Country Tis of Thee. Solid song, Jim, but that was not the one. That was not the one that.
Well, that's not the first time in the last 20 seconds I've been wrong.
But you sang that one yesterday and enjoyed it, huh?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. Yeah, I loved it.
Perfect. All right, well, we'll see if we have other guesses out there, Jim. Appreciate the call, and glad it's probably the last and one and only time you'll be late to or wrong today. Ken and Moorhead.
Yeah, I got a guess.
Let's have it.
Faith of Our Fathers.
Not Faith of Our Fathers.
It's not?
No, but I want to sing all these now. Don't you?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I want to, you know, fire them all up. Here's another guess.
I'm going to say Faith of Our Fathers. or America the Beautiful. I'm at Mary's at 361.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank
Your
you,
call
Kim,
has ended.
Yeah. Call has ended from Kim. I don't know why that does that. Jan in Elba Lake.
Yes. God of Our Fathers is a great hymn. We sang that yesterday. And then I have a comment about the news. I was listening to Bill Bennett. I guess I'm just really concerned about what's going on with the disease coming over the border. And the secrecy, our government is not telling us what's happening. Thank you.
All good points, Jan. Appreciate the call. And the previous caller, who, because she called off the air, we gave her two guesses. The second guess, she got it right. It was America the Beautiful. Now, here is what really struck me from America the Beautiful. I've heard that song I don't know how many times. We all have, right? Something yesterday, for some reason, partly because of what Jan in Elba Lake is calling about. Jan is concerned about the situation at the border. And there was a line that jumped out of America the Beautiful that gave me great comfort yesterday amid the chaos that we often find ourselves in and discussing here on this program. See if you can spot it. I'll give you a clue. It's in the second verse, okay? The first verse has to do with the sheer beauty of America, which it certainly is. But the second verse is all about the beauty in a different way. What makes us beautiful, not the actual beauty. The skies, the grain. Okay, here we go. Second verse now. See if you can spot it. Now I'm confused. Their second verse was different than my second verse. They only did two verses. They cheated us. Not sure how they could do that, but that's the two-version song. But here is in the Catherine Lee Bates original from 1913. The second verse goes like this. And what they did in that version you heard was first and fourth verses. But second verse. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet, whose stern and passion distress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. Here it is. America, America, God mend thy every flaw. Confirm thy soul and self-control, thy liberty and law. So here's what really grabbed me yesterday. God mend thy every flaw. Right? So is America going to have flaws 238 years in? Yes. To Jan's point in Elba Lake, she specifically mentions the situation at the border, the lack of information, whether or not there are, you know, proper controls because of health. And the different diseases, and, you know, I also think, boy, if, you know, this amount of children are able to cross the border, how many terrorists are. I mean, there's a lot of issues. That's a flaw that we're seeing play out in the headlines right now. And you and I could name probably 25 of them inside of a minute that we consider a flaw. But yesterday, in the pews of a wonderful church, singing with fellow parishioners, America the Beautiful, that line right there just said to me, you know what, as much as you want to control everything, as much as you want to, tie yourself into knots over things that legitimately are big worries, it's above us. It's higher than our pay grade. Some comfort in that for yours truly yesterday. Best part of the Independence Day weekend. All right. The Golden Girls when we come back. Ed Klein on the book, Blood Feud, the Clintons versus the Obamas. Pop the popcorn on that one and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My friends at PetroServe USA are the ones that help America fuel better, give you lots of choices at the pump. They connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and you're the winner. The consumer always wins. Stop by, fill up, and save big at PetroServe USA locations. Here's my favorite special. 4 for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda or a coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 for $4 all day, every day. You can go breakfast pizza in the morning and lots of great choices in the afternoon as well. And the single topping, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 4 for $4. It's a great deal. Plus, all of July, get Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $11. Grab and go on your way home. Giant Seeds, big bag, $1.39. Gardetto's only $1.29. The Mars King size bar, 69 cents. Try and buy a candy bar for that anymore. You can at PetroServe USA. And the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese or the traditional Italian, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Flashback to the 80s today so we can give some lucky listener a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy. By the way, select menu items today are the same price today as we sit here in July of 2014 as they would have been on this very day in the 80s. Yes. So that's reason enough to head to the Speakeasy today and take advantage of it. Here's our first song. This is a song called Maneater. Who is the artist? This particular song. It was a number one hit from the year I graduated from high school, 1983. The song titled Maneater. Who's the artist? If you know, call 855-200-1776. And we'll dole out a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant in Moorhead for our lucky winner today. Oh, you know, you know. Number one, 1983. She'll only come out at night. By the way, when you call, you need to press 2. The chat with us live on the air. Press 1, you leave a recording, and that doesn't work for the contest. Fun watching the phones light up here. Really fun to see it happen. Before I go to the calls for the contest here to see if we can find a lucky winner, Blanquita Cullum from the right and Ellen Ratner from the left, the Golden Girls are here. Do you don't say it now, but do you know who the artist is?
Oh, totally. Because remember, I was a rock and roll disc jockey in the 80s. And I know that one really well. In fact, if you play any music from any time in the 80s, I can tell you what year it was. Tell
you don't
have to
name that tune. That's very good. You got it done.
Totally.
I have no idea.
All right, you have no idea. So let's see. Renate, is that how we say the name in Glendon? Renate, you're first to go here on the program. Do you know who that is, Renate?
Yeah, it is. It's Hall & Oates.
You're exactly right. It's exactly right. Hall & Oates.
Who? What? I know that one.
Daryl Hall, John Oates, better known as Hall & Oates.
Never heard of him.
Oh, them. Yeah, they're a duo.
Two. Yeah. One of them has a dark hair and a mustache.
I know.
One was
the
blonde.
I know the
one's
called blonde.
Good stuff, Renate. Hang on a sec. We're going to get your address, mail you off a gift certificate from the Speakeasy, okay? Thank you for listening.
I used to open up to a lot of those groups as an MC.
Glad you're listening, Renate. Renate, thank you. And by the way, for the others, one more way to win before the end of the hour. We'll do that coming up at about 10 to, right after our conversation with Edward Klein on the book I know Ellen cannot put down, Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, I believe that for sure.
Yeah, I do,
even
too.
Even though a lot of people say that Hillary's political philosophy is a bit more like Obama's, I certainly can understand why there would be a blood feud. Come on. There used to be the rumors of a feud between the Reagans and the Bushes. I don't think it's as significant as it is between the Obamas and the Clintons. But come on, it happens politically. You've been on the same side of the aisle.
Have you heard this story, Ellen, about how the Obama folks are really trying to prop up Elizabeth Warren to run against Hillary in the primary and kind of carry forward the Obama vision? You heard that one?
Listen, I think the Obama people have nothing to do with Elizabeth Warren. Those good people in Massachusetts believe that she is a wonderful senator, as I do. I wish I was still a voter in Massachusetts. And I think that she'd be a great candidate.
Yeah, but who knows her other than Massachusetts?
Yeah, I mean, I'd bring her on. I think she's a left-wing radical myself. But
I think she's,
I love her voting. I love her ideas.
I think she's right.
But your
she doesn't
point,
have big enough name ID.
Your point, BQ, is she's going to have a hard time breaking through, I mean, in the noise. Yes,
and people aren't going to vote for people just because of gender and skin color or religious belief. They're going to vote for a better candidate, hopefully, this time.
All right, the border is the big story of the day. This just keeps getting worse every single day. Let's just get your take on where we sit today and how we fix this.
I was just in Costa Rica, and I have to tell you that Costa Rica, being a wealthy country comparatively, is having exactly the same problem. And we're about to put $2 million in for Border Patrol. And as you know, the United States is surrounded by water, which isn't going to really solve anything. If I were the president of the United States, I'd gather all the presidents of the of these countries.
And then I would say to them,
here's $2 billion. How are you guys going to solve?
Well, look, people don't. The difference in Costa Rica's never even had a standing army. It's Switzerland and Central America. And the fact of the matter is right now, people who are hardcore Democrats that I've known for years and years and years, for over 30 and 40 years, they're very unhappy with what's going on. Remember, it's their borders that they have to worry about, their property. They have to worry, they're concerned about the drug dealers, the coyotes that are bringing these guys across, these poor little babies. The children are very sick. There's a lot of disease. And even people that are hardcore, as you can imagine, are disgusted that these young children have come over and they've been abused and dropped on our doorstep with no resolution. To Ellen's point, I've been talking about the fact that the president, who is going to be here in Texas, is going to be doing a fundraiser and refuses to go to the border. So tell me what's
that
about.
Well, is he refusing to go to the border, or is he making a choice that it may not make sense for him to go to the border?
That's a choice. And not refusing, it's like a non-vote. That's a vote. If he doesn't come to the border in a crisis like this, to me that's a real absence of leadership. There is major crisis here.
By the way, the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, yesterday was on ABC's This Week, and he said he does not believe that President Obama cares whether or not the border of the United States is secure, saying the issue is... This president understands now that we have a huge problem on our southern border. We have to deal with it, and I don't think we're going to be able to address it until you put the resources there, and that's boots on the ground. We're asking for the FAA to allow for drones to be used. He says that he believes the southern border is less secure today than at any time during the recent past.
Well, duh. I mean, it doesn't take a president to figure that out, and you don't need drones to figure that out. And the other thing is, why are we not worried about terrorists coming through? I mean, honestly,
of course we're worried about terrorists coming through. You know, I have to tell you, remember, George Bush's policies on this were even more liberal than President Obama.
Not on securing the border,
but you know,
looking the other way. And not to mention... By the way, it's George W. Bush's birthday today, so it's quite a birthday present, and Ellen would blame him, as they always do, out of time with the Golden Girls. Ed Klein when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If a trip to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, is on your summer bucket list, have I got a deal for you. Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon. You've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa right on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar higher. A lot of resorts, especially the good ones, don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer season. Well, guess what? For all of July and August, a buy one, get one. You book a Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. Buy any Sunday night in July or August, get Monday night absolutely free. It's Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining is fabulous, the watercraft rentals, it goes on and on. And as if that were not enough, how about a 50% off spa treatment any Monday in July or August? Great getaway. Go to chaseonthelake.com right now. Promo code Scott to get this deal. Chaseonthelake.com. Promo code Scott. Call them at 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Remember the last time I bought a National Enquirer? Been a long time. But you know when you're at the supermarket aisle and it's kind of taking a while, and you glance over and you rip through it. That's sort of what I'm reminded of with some of the details in the book Blood Feud: The Clintons versus the Obamas. The best-selling author Edward Klein is going to join us in a moment to discuss the messy conflict between two of America's most powerful political families, which is rocking the Democratic Party. I hate when that happens. And I didn't know that Bill Clinton actually said to Hillary at one point, "I hate that man Obama more than any man I've ever met." Wow. Ed Klein, the author, joins us. The book Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm great. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, however.
All right, we'll try and pump that volume up a little
better.
Bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So how do we know Bill told Hill, "I hate that Obama more than any man I've ever met"?
Because he said it in front of several people on several different occasions. It's not like something that, you know, he just said once in private. He doesn't make any bones about his feelings about Obama.
And how does she feel about him?
Well, I don't think Hillary quite has, you know, the same visceral animosity that Bill does, because Bill was called a racist by the Obamas back in 2008, and he's never forgotten that. He thinks of himself as the first black president, as you know. And he's never forgotten that, and he also believes that Obama, as I say in my book Blood Feud, that Obama is not going to back Hillary in 2016, that he's going to find somebody else, which is the subject of a front page piece that appeared in yesterday's New York Post that I wrote.
Yeah, that was fascinating on the whole Elizabeth Warren angle, the kind of checkmate, right? I mean, there's some major maneuvering going on here.
There is. I mean, the Obamas have met in the person of Valerie Jarrett, the Obamas' chief political advisor, consigliere, best friend. Valerie Jarrett's met on several occasions now with Elizabeth Warren and has urged her to throw her hat into the ring and oppose Hillary for the nomination, because the Obamas feel that she, Elizabeth Warren, will represent their political views more and carry on the Obama legacy, which is, of course, the far left wing, populist, McGovernite wing of the Democratic Party.
And by the way, you're getting people to talk on both sides here, the Obama and the Clinton camp, on the record, right? Which is rare in one of these sort of tell-alls.
It certainly is. But I've been, you know, cultivating these sources now for 12, 13 years. And, you know, spending a lot of time gaining their trust, and they trust me. And I would say, without trying to be falsely modest, that I've got the best Clinton Rolodex of anybody in the journalistic business.
A lot of our listeners have focused on getting to the bottom of the disaster of our handling of Benghazi. You have some interesting information in the book about Hillary's true feelings about her role in the scandal and the cover-up that have been different from what we've read in the headlines. Tell us.
Well, Hillary was in her office on the seventh floor of the State Department when our mission in Benghazi was attacked by those terrorists. And she was updated almost hourly by the CIA, the National Security Council, the deputy ambassador to Libya. She knew from the get-go that this was a terrorist attack. But at 10 o'clock that night, while the attack was still in process, she received a phone call from the president, who was campaigning for re-election, as you know, and who was boasting that he had decimated al-Qaeda and terrorism was on the wane. And the president leaned on her and said, you know, I want you to put out a statement saying this was a video-motivated attack. And she knew that wasn't true. She spoke to her husband, Bill Clinton, who was at his library in Little Rock, in his penthouse apartment on the fifth floor of the library. And they decided that though she was thinking maybe she would resign in protest, that if she did so, she would really harm Obama's chances for re-election. She would really tee off the Democratic Party if she did that and ruin her chances to get the nomination in 2016. So she went ahead with this bald-faced lie, knowing it was not true.
At some point, does she come clean on all of that?
No.
Otherwise, she owns part of Benghazi, doesn't she?
Well, she'll never come clean on it because she can't tell the truth, which is that she knew that she was telling a lie. But, you know, Hillary, over her long career, has not shied away from telling lies. If you recall, she said that she visited Bosnia under sniper fire, which never was true. And you know, she said she couldn't find her Whitewater billing records, which suddenly mysteriously turned up. So we have a whole long list of Hillary Clinton fudging the truth, and she certainly has done that with Benghazi.
Chatting today with Edward Klein. The book, by the way, is called Blood Feud, The Clintons versus the Obamas, and filled with all kinds of new revelations about this political... it's a love-hate relationship, really, isn't it?
Yeah, more hate than love, I would say.
Yeah. Thus with the blood feud. There's been some talk recently of Michelle Obama considering a run for the Senate from Illinois. You write about that in the book, and there's something to this. What's going on there? Is that part of the blood feud, too?
It is. By the way, the book Blood Feud is now the number one nonfiction book in America. It bumped Hillary Clinton off the top of the list. And in the book, I talk about Michelle Obama thinking of running for the Senate from Illinois. She's sitting in the residence with Valerie Jarrett, having a glass of Chardonnay and discussing her political future. Since then, it seems that she's cool to that idea. And I wouldn't be surprised if she does not run, because Michelle Obama, though she is very popular in the polls, is popular because she's been very careful not to wade into the political fray, the political battles. But if she did, I think her personality, which is caustic and bitter and very critical, I think would come out. I don't think she's a natural politician.
No, she seems like she really doesn't enjoy the political part of this, you know?
That's the
take I get from her, just in her body language and everything else. Here's a comment from a listener that came in during the break. And by the way, others welcome at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 for Ed Klein, author of Blood Feud.
How much did Hillary pay Mr. Klein to write this book that makes it look like she disagrees with Obama?
All right.
So should I respond to that a scurrilous attack? I could only say that, you know, I wrote a book about Hillary Clinton several years ago, which she hated. I'm on the Clinton enemies list, high up on that list, and you can believe me when I tell you that, though I have a lot of Clinton sources in the inner circle, that Hillary Clinton has no love lost for me.
What do you see as most detrimental to her aspirations in this book? That she does. What in the book does she not want to come out?
Well, I think it's clear from the way she has tried to publicize her own book that Hillary Clinton is the same Hillary Clinton that we've seen for many years, which is a irritable, combative, very defensive person who doesn't like the media, doesn't like to be questioned sharply. I mean, she doesn't have the sunny disposition and the sense of hope and future vision that I think is necessary for a successful political candidate. And I think she's revealed that in the last several weeks. And I think though she may still get the nomination because she has the money and the organization, unless Elizabeth Warren comes in, I think she's going to have a lot of trouble. Hillary's going to have a lot of trouble in the general election if the Republicans put up a really strong candidate.
Which two White House big shots call Hillary Hildebeest?
Well, that nickname was coined by Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama. They, gossiping about various people, including Hillary, they refer to her as Hildebeest after the menacing gnu that roams the Serengeti in Africa.
So it's not just, conservatives that consider her to be a little on the irritable side, and some folks on the Obama side.
Well, very much so. I mean, I report in Blood Feud that both Valerie Jarrett and Michelle Obama were opposed to Barack Obama appointing Hillary Secretary of State. They didn't want to have anything to do with Hillary. They were very concerned that Bill Clinton, who's connected at the hip with Hillary politically, would have undue influence over Barack Obama.
And you write also in the book that Valerie Jarrett wanted the president to go to Congress for authorization to bomb Syria.
Yes. You know, you remember that he drew this red line and said if Assad in Syria used chemical weapons against his own people, that we, the United States, would take military action. That was a direct public threat from the president of the United States. Valerie Jarrett was very opposed to his having said that, convinced him to go to Congress, which he knew would never authorize that kind of retaliation. And the president backed down. And I think clearly lost a lot of credibility for himself and for the United States among the nations of the world.
Ed Klein with us. More coming up after the break. Don't go away.
At 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods. From the Freeze Dry Guy, factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Running before the top of the hour, still to come our 80s trivia for the Speakeasy restaurant today. Another lucky winner with a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy, where they're rolling back the prices to the 80s today. Lunch or dinner, worth the trip into the Speakeasy. Plus weather, we're going to wrap up our conversation with the author of Blood Feud. The Clintons versus the Obamas. First, however, Ed Klein is with us today on the program. Ed, also a lot of talk, and that Karl Rove got himself in some measure of political, heat, I guess, over his comments about Hillary's health. But you actually have some details about the severity of not only Hillary's health issues, but also Bill's health issues. Was Karl Rove right, first of all?
Well, I think Karl Rove was on the right track. I don't know if he stated it exactly most artfully, but there's no question that Hillary has been ducking the truth about her health. She's telling everybody who asks that she's in the pink of health, whereas in fact, she, according to her own doctor, has a heart valve problem that they considered having major surgery replacing the valve, and this has to be monitored carefully for the rest of her life. These are the kind of issues that any presumptive presidential candidate needs to reveal in the full disclosure of her medical records. And I've called upon her to do so, and I hope that she does.
Now, how about Bill? You said Bill's got some issues we don't know about?
Well, we know that Bill has not been well for a long time and that his heart disease is, in fact, progressive, getting worse. He was told so by his doctor not so long ago and has been thinking about his own mortality, his own, you know, lifespan. And in the book, Blood Feud, I talk about a meeting between Bill, Hillary, and a couple of her friends who were sources from me, in which Bill says to Hillary that if I should die, I want you to put on your widow weeds and dress in black, and you're going to be gaining a lot of sympathy, and my death will be worth a couple of million votes. So even in death, he's thinking politically.
Unbelievable. By the way, the Wall Street Journal today is reporting that some comments made at a fundraiser in Colorado last week included hints of an emerging strategy of Hillary Clinton to move away from Obama ahead of 2016.
Must have read the book, that's something that I reported in my book that came out a couple of weeks or so ago. I mean, this is really getting to the heart of Blood Feud, the Clintons versus the Obamas, and was confirmed today on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. That says exactly what I'm saying in the book, which is that the Clintons are distancing themselves from the Obamas, trying to show that she's not going to be a continuation of his policies, that she's going to do things differently. She's going to reach out to the Republicans, which he has failed to do. She'll be more active in foreign policy than he has been. She'll probably be different in immigration reform. She'll be different, perhaps, in conservation. She might even approve the XL Keystone Pipeline, which Obama's refused to do. So this is the first opening shot on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, confirming everything in my book and laying down a marker that the Clintons and the Obamas are, in fact, moving further and further away from each other.
Yeah, just thought the Wall Street Journal readers may want to connect the dots and get the book.
That's right.
Hey, Ed, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the good reporting and the insight, and glad you...
It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Put pen to paper on this. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, former editor of Newsweek, and now author of Blood Feud. Very fascinating one to watch there. All right, you ready for the song? Who's... Actually, I'll tell you who it is this time, right? David Bowie. What's the song? Name that tune and win a gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant, where they're rolling back the clock to the 80s today. Select menu items priced today just as they were in the 80s. If you know the name of this song by David Bowie, call right now. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. When you call, press 1. All right, Shane will answer the phone, and you can tell us. All right, a lot of clues in there. David Bowie, the artist. What's the title? By the way, number one in 1983 again. Number one in 1983. Yes. Who sang the song? Call now, 855-200-1776. Press 1. First one to answer that wins a $25 gift certificate from the Speakeasy Restaurant in Moorhead. All right, let's tell you about the weather forecast here. Variably cloudy today. Thunderstorms, especially during the afternoon hours. 76 for a high with a west-northwest wind at 10 miles an hour, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain at 50%. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms during the evening, low of 59 degrees. 75 tomorrow, 79 Wednesday, 82 on Thursday. Looking ahead in our forecast. Cloudy and 72 at this hour. Out in the oil patch, here's what we're looking at. Scattered thunderstorms during the morning hours, then partly cloudy and windy. Just 73 today with a northwest wind at 20 to 30. Chance of rain at 50%. Tonight, straight thunderstorm possible through the evening. Partly cloudy skies. Gusty winds during the evening. Low about 53. West-northwest wind at 12 right now, so it's not too bad yet, but it will crank up. 75 tomorrow. 81 Wednesday. 84 Thursday. Not a bad week overall. All right. More of What's on Your Mind coming up straight ahead. Short break. Get our winner off air here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.